So how do we spiritualize our material activities when we don't have so much intention or attraction to serve Krishna? We're more concerned about our own image or reputation. The people should not think of us as irresponsible or as failures because of our spiritual practices. See, there are various levels at which we can connect with Krishna. Broadly, there is fear, desire, duty and love. So any way we connect with Krishna that is auspicious. And usually, we often may start our spiritual life from not so pure inspiration, which is fine. Purity, it doesn't have to be the starting point of bhakti. It is actually at a very advanced level. We start with whatever it is that we have interest in. So say somebody likes to sing. Now they come and sing for Krishna. Now if you tell them, you know, cook for Krishna, clean vessels for Krishna, they're not interested in that. They were interested in the singing. It's fine. So their interest is, if you consider the circle of interest, their interest is singing only. It's fine. But somehow they find an intersection point between their circle of interest and Krishna consciousness. And over a period of time, if they keep singing, they will start finding that actually, when I sing mundane songs, I don't get that pleasure, which I get when I'm singing for Krishna. And then that means that fulfillment that is coming, it is not just from singing, it is from Krishna. And then they will become more open to connecting with Krishna in other ways also. So the important thing is, it is wherever we are, we start connecting with Krishna from that point. So even if it is at the starting point when we are thinking that, oh, while practicing bhakti, if I become negligent about my material duties, then people will speak badly about me and speak badly about bhakti. That is actually not just the ego. That is the ego used in devotional service. Because what does it mean, ego used in devotional service? That means that, you know, the desire for respect, if it inspires us to practice bhakti, that's not unfavorable. That's not necessarily be the highest. And the highest is that whether people honor me or dishonor me, I'll practice bhakti. But any way we practice bhakti, that is auspicious. So at our level, we start connecting with Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Rupa Goswami says that somehow or other, fix the mind on Krishna. And actually, for a devotee to want a good reputation is not a wrong thing, because people are attracted by reputation. And if a devotee has a good reputation, if a devotee is a good student, if a devotee is talented in a particular field, people are attracted to that, and from that they become attracted to Krishna. Now the problem becomes when we seek only the reputation and not the devotion. Then it becomes without substance. But if we are pursuing quality activities, we're doing our duties, and a positive reputation comes by that, that can be used in Krishna's service. In fact, Srila Prabhupada actually did that when he was in India. You know, not many Indians were interested in hearing about him. But he went to America, and when Americans started practicing bhakti, and Prabhupada came back to India, you know, Indians came to his programs because this Swami has American disciples. People were interested. So what was Prabhupada doing? Prabhupada was using the reputation of America in the service of devotion, in the service of Krishna. So in principle, we can, whatever level we are at, we start connecting with Krishna. And whatever is favorable for connecting with Krishna, we accept that. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah?